from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We used to bring him in with Destiny's Child music. Those were the days. Now we just bring him in. His name is Andrew Destin from the Post-Gazette. Do we have him yet? Yes. Momentarily here. We just had Shelty, and in case you missed it last night, Andrew Destin reported Andrew McCutchen as having a certain amount of home runs, I don't know, over the past few years. And McCutchen himself fact-checked Destiny's Child, who then made a correction. We all make mistakes. We get that. I've made a few in the newspaper business. So has Paul. But what did you think when McCutchen himself weighed in Destiny's Child?
Oh, man, Joe. First off, thanks for always having me on. It was I was laughing pretty good. I just filed my story, and I was including the note, and I was like, you know, second most home runs in a season since 2018, most since 2021. I put it the story correctly, and then I'm tweeting out my story, and I see on Twitter that all these people are in my mentions, quote tweeting me. I'm like, why is anything getting traffic? Like, I never get that many likes or anything on a tweet. And I see McCutchen had ratioed me, as the kids say, and I was just laughing because I was like, oh, man, I got the year wrong. I was off by one, an innocent typo, but it made for some fun banter. And I'm sure it'll make for a fun conversation today in the clubhouse. He got me pretty good with that one.
Paul, Destiny's Child, a few weeks ago, went to Lake Tahoe with his family. Have you been there?
Yes.
You have?
I've been to Lake Tahoe. It's beautiful.
I want to go there. And then he was kind enough to text me afterward where to go, places to go in Lake Tahoe, how to get there.
You were on the, Nevada side or the California side?
Nevada side, yeah. We have a buddy of mine from high school that I play basketball with. His family's got access to a house out there and let us use it. And it's beautiful for like the sunsets because you got it setting over on that west side. So it's awesome there on the Nevada side in Tahoe. I can't recommend it enough.
It's beautiful. In fact, that's where they have that golf tournament every year, the pro-am the American whatever it is. It's on. It's a big event every year.
Yeah, the one with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Yeah. Steph Curry and all those guys pulling up. Fun time. We didn't play there, but we have played there before. It's a nice course, but it's like, it's not too expensive. You can play at it for a reasonable rate. I want to say you could get 18 in for like 50, 60 bucks at a course that they use for a pro-am for guys like that. Like, it's not a bad setup there. Definitely recommend it as a family vacation or any vacation spot.
It's a beautiful course, and there's a number of holes that are along the water that are just beautiful.
Mm.
So, yes.
I thought Destiny's Child was going to pipe in there and say something. No, it's okay.
I was trying to catch on. I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, agreed. Beautiful holes along the water. You can't go wrong with being on the water. I mean, even us, we boated one day, and it was just a true blast, or flooring it with my dad behind the wheel. Like,
that's awesome.
Didn't know he had his sea legs, but there we go.
In fact, the setting is so beautiful that I stood behind Charles and watched Charles Barkley hit, and it actually even made his swing look reasonably good. That's how beautiful the setting is.
Oh, man. I saw Charles Barkley at the Lemieux thing year after year. It was a tough watch.
Yeah.
But he was great. Anyway, Destiny's Child, what is happening here? Is Derek Shelton going to make it till next season? Is Ben Cherington going to make it next season? You have ears on the ground over there. You know a lot of people. You cover the team at home and sometimes on the road. What's your gut feel?
My gut feel would be that it's more likely than not that those guys return. I've had no inclination one way or the other on either of them, which leads me to believe that if there's, you know, nothing truly concrete or set in stone happening or being rumored, that it's too early for us to speculate anything. It's too early for us to speculate anything besides staying the course, which maybe is not what fans want to hear. But at this time, you know, there's not any true rumblings we're hearing. It's probably still a point of, hey, there's a month's worth of games left, 24, 25 games left. Like, these still, as much as the team is out of serious postseason contention, right? Like, they're not going to make the postseason. That's nothing new. But the idea that there's still very much stuff to play for in terms of overall win-loss record relative to last year, is it improvement? Is it a step back? Like, I think those are all important data points for determining, like, what is the next step? I think those are very important parts of this puzzle and why I don't think anything is set in stone in terms of direction, whether that's GM, whether that's manager, whether that's coaching staff, whether that's people on the minor league side, you know, coordinators and coaches and managers there. So I think everything is still to be played for here these next few weeks, not just at the major league level, but throughout the organization.
So you really think that what happens the next 2 or 3 weeks is actually going to be relevant to what happens in the off season?
I would say so. And I think it's on the individual level as well as the coaching side. I think that, for instance, like, I'm looking up at the stats Rowdy Tellez has this year where that OPS is up over 700. You know, if he continues to swing a hot stick, maybe that really factors into the possibility of him coming back. Defensively speaking, what do you get out of O'Neill Cruz in center field? Is it adequate? Is it unplayable? Is it better than expected? That's a key data point for determining how they approach free agency. You know, what do they do with Brian Reynolds? Does he remain in left field? Does he improve defensively down the stretch and give them, you know, the possibility that, hey, that's somebody that you can continue to pencil into left field? Or do you need to consider a position change there? How does Henry Davis look down the stretch? Does Jack Suwinski come back up? Do Billy Cook or Nick York get up here? You never want to truly call, at least in my opinion, I don't believe this is meaningless September baseball. I think that there's a ton to play for in terms of people's jobs and livelihoods, and also on the side of how do you construct the 2025 roster. It's a very different scenario, I'd say, than a lot of teams that I've either observed or covered for September baseball. Like, this is one that there is still so much up in the air, and it's not just a matter of how many innings do Jared Jones or Paul Skenes get to. I think there are a lot of position battles in terms of the 2025 season that maybe they're not up in the air right now, but they can bolster some cases right now for sure.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We're talking to Andrew Destin from the Post-Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. Our baseball coverage in this segment presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Believe it or not, Destiny's Child, we're down to a minute because we got to get to Tomlin on time. You ready for a very quick game of back and forth? Let's do it.
Yes.
McCutchen back next year?
Yes.
Sort out Rodriguez, Davis, Bart by position for next year.
Davis, Rodriguez, or Davis catcher, Bart catcher, Rodriguez first base, and then eventually catcher.
Holy birdseed. Who's going to be the starting shortstop?
To start, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, don't rule out Leover Peguero.
Give me the rotation at the start of next season.
Skenes, in no order, Skenes, Jones, Keller, Ortiz, and Falter.
How about Oviedo?
Eventually, but he will need some time to get works back in there coming off TJ.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks so much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.